Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 4 here, Locker Room Chats, as we start the new year here in 2025 with the Frankfurt Wildcats. Girls head coach Brian Ebert, coach right now, off to a good start on the season, 4-3 on the overall, 1-1 in league. Let's talk about your last two league games that you've had. The one against Onega before the break, you won 51-35, big game win that extended you at that point to a three-game winning streak that you had coming out of that good Wabunsee tournament. And then, of course, last Friday, you took a pretty tough loss to one of the toughest teams in the TVL, 55-25. That was against Hanover, coach. Tell me about those last two games for you.
Well, I thought Onega, we played well. You know, I thought we utilized our speed and, you know, we shot the ball decent enough against Onega. We were able to get around them a little bit when they were playing us man-to-man. And then, like I said, we hit some shots. But I thought our kids, you know, even scoring, Lorelei had 16, Ashlyn 11, Holland Shirley had 11, Tess Parthmer had 12. So, you know, if you can get that balanced scoring, you're going to be a tough team to play. You know, and I thought Onega, you know, they have some size. I thought that would hurt us. We were able to negate that a little bit with our speed and our quickness, put a little pressure on them and then try to cover up the big girls inside. And, you know, I thought our girls really played well. You know, going into it, I didn't know how we would respond to the first TVL game of the year, but I thought our girls did a really good job. And then against Hanover, I just feel like, you know, Anna Juneman, one of the best top players in our league, she really had a nice first quarter. She had 17 points, 31 for the game. We just weren't able to find her. She was able to hit threes, and then we kind of game plan, let her shoot the three, don't let her drive, and she was able to hit four threes in that first quarter. So, you know, hats off to her. You know, going into that game, she wasn't very high percentage-wise, but she was able to hit shots. And, you know, it's kind of my fault. You know, when somebody's playing on their home floor, that's probably where they're going to shoot the best. But I don't know that we have the personnel to play them man-to-man. When they start 6'1", 6', we don't have that height. So that's kind of why we played zone. And credit to them, they were able to shoot the ball well enough and take it to us, and then that was just kind of a gut punch. And then we were just not able to recover.
Well, coach, there's also a couple postponements here. You talk about one being the Valley Heights game that was supposed to be played on Saturday, that being moved till January 16th. And, of course, the Axtell game that is going to get moved all the way to the next month. That's going to be February 17th. So two more games negated, not going to be played yet until later on in the season. So now we're going to jump into Friday's game against Clifton Clyde and then the next Tuesday, Donovan West. So preview these next two matchups for me.
Well, Clifton Clyde is, you know, very similar to Hanover as far as they rely on one player. Sevi Wirtz, who's a junior, does a good job of shooting the ball, getting to the basket. She's not as tall as the Juneman girl from Hanover, but she's athletic like that. So we're going to have to try to slow her down the best we can. I feel like, you know, she's probably half of their scoring, you know, so we're going to have to do something different. Really what we're trying to do right now is try to get healthy. You know, we have one girl out with an ACL, so she won't be back. But hopefully we'll get Breely back sometime this week or next week, and she can help us with the depth on the varsity side. And then we got a freshman who is out with a concussion, and she's kind of coming back from protocol. So, you know, it'd be nice to have almost our full squad practicing here this week. You know, it's been a rough go as far as injuries and sickness and injuries to our good, you know, top athletes and the varsity side. So hopefully we can overcome that. You know, Clifton Clyde's a tough team. D-West is a tough team. So both of those teams, we're going to have full strength and the best we can, and hopefully you come out on top.
Yeah, and your squad, they've been great so far this year. Lorelei, Loizo, who's averaging 12 points a game. Also Dollinghouse, who's averaging 12 points a game, 11 points a game, also coming from Tessa Parthmer. She had a great game last Friday. We'll also have this Friday's matchup, Clifton Clyde at Frankfurt. That one will also be on 92.1 KMZ. I'll have that call. Coach, thank you for your time coming up here on week number 4, Locker Room Chats.
Well, thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Winkland Oil Company, Blue Vine Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System.